This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're going to be on vacation next week, and you're getting it started today. And you just a boys' night out last night. You had a little dinner with Colt,
yep.
Who's hanging around the studio the last couple of days. And you're going to see Superman after the show?
Is that right? I'm going to go see. I love going to the movies. I've said that a million times. I don't know if it's going to be good.
Well, what made you pick Superman?
He did. He said, "Dad, what do you think about Superman?" I'm like, yeah, I saw it as a kid. Now, when I was growing up, I was a huge Batman guy. Not really Robin, but loved Batman. And Spider-Man was my favorite. Now, this is also years ago. I mean, the explosion of superheroes has obviously changed. So this is more of the core staple. Love Spidey, love Batman, loved Aquaman, liked Iron Man, whole the Justice thing. Like, I liked some of those guys.
Have you seen all these movies?
Some.
Okay. Spider-Man ones are terrific.
I love the Spidey ones. I saw Aquaman. I haven't seen all of them. There's a lot. You know, Iron Man, a couple came out. I've seen the first one.
I love the Iron Man
You saw all of them?
Thor was good, yeah.
I didn't see Thor. Yeah. Okay, Thor was part of the crew, the Incredible Hulk back in the day. I was never a Superman guy. I just thought Superman was weak. Like, there was nothing about, even though he was a Man of Steel, opposite. Like, there was nothing about him. Like, Batman was cool with the belt and walking up buildings, and Spidey was swinging from buildings with the webs. Like, Superman could just break in half and fly. Like, I never was attracted to his superhero powers as a young kid, but I did love the original movie in the late 70s or early 80s, whatever it was, with the great Christopher Reeve.
And then they did do, and Hoff, maybe you could help here, they did do a Superman, like, either reboot or remake years back, right? This one, and maybe this is like the second version of that. What I would say, and I love them all, but I'm with you. Like, if I had to pick one, I'd choose Batman or Spider-Man. I just find those stories more interesting. Although, I used to love the show Lois and Clark with Terry Hatcher.
I never saw that
with,
once.
With Dean Cain was Superman.
Oh, wait. Dean Cain, he was Superman,
Dean
actually.
Dean Cain was Superman in that show. I think it was called Lois and Clark.
Yeah, it was called Lois and Clark. Yeah. And that's how I figured out Terry Hatcher, and that's how I figured out a lot of things in life.
Terry Hatcher, yeah, exactly right. So, I remember watching that show, and now that I think back, like, my father used to watch it on Sunday nights, whatever show we used to watch as his family, but, you know, instead of watching for Superman, he was probably watching for Terry Hatcher, and I can't blame you, Dad. But either way, we saw the Superman promo during the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
We definitely did.
I don't think it looks good.
It doesn't, and I've seen it a few times in recent movies that I've taken both of my kids to. Listen, it's worth seeing. It's boys' weekend. We're not going to the bar. Yeah. I mean, he's 10 years old. We got to figure stuff out, man.
I get it. All I'm saying is I want to see it, too. I just hope it's not bad. I was disappointed with the trailer so far, or the commercials that we saw.
Well, he said, it's funny you say that, because he was saying that he's like, the trailer looks really good. And Colt, I'm like, yeah, Colt said that this morning, and we were watching it again. I'm like, Colt, every trailer looked good. Look, that's the point of a trailer, to get you interested in a movie.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's going to be great, but I'll tell you what, I'll be sucking down a bucket of popcorn with butter, a little Sprite action, maybe some Twizzlers as well, hanging out with my boy.
There you go. Let's go. You already know your go-to.
Oh, yeah.
So, by the way, this is the third installment of movies for Batman.
For Superman.
Right. What are we talking about?
Yeah, Superman.
Superman. Huh? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. The AI again has failed us, Hoff. All right, so what do we have?
Who's sorry, played? Fourth.
You're
fourth.
Talking about the Christopher Reeves version, right?
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Brandon Routh, from 2006, which nobody knows. And but, that was terrible. I think Gene Hackman was in that one.
Okay.
Oh, Gene Hackman was, and it wasn't good?
It was terrible.
I
was
don't
it
recall. Gene Hackman? I might have seen that.
Hackman was in the original
originals.
One.
Yeah. Then maybe this was somebody else.
I don't
but
think
it was
Gene okay. Hackman.
It was another like star-studded actor that played Lex, and he was terrible.
What else? Batman versus Superman?
Man of Steel, which was Henry Cavill.
That one was great.
That what was
year
good.
Was that?
What 2013.
Year? That was great. Not good. Great.
Wow.
Man of Steel was great.
Was it?
Yeah. Who was the lead female in that?
I don't have that.
Okay. What do you mean you don't have it?
They
I
have
IMDb.
They have the directors. They have... No, I don't have... I'm not
okay,
from IMDb.
Okay, you keep doing your thing.
I'm and then not. I got Batman versus Superman, which is the next...
Which was... That was Ben Affleck played Batman.
And Henry Cavill stayed in that one. And then now this one is the fourth installment, excuse me, with David Cornsweet.
But here's my...
Amy Adams,
Corn
by the way.
Sweat? Oh, Amy Adams. Amy Adams. Good
Amy
choice.
Adams was the lead in Man of Steel.
Good choice.
That's a... If I'm you haven't seen that, that was a great Superman movie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So this one is on its own?
What's this guy's name?
Cornsweet?
Cornsweet?
That's the
Cornsweet.
Could be corn, but I don't know if the east side. Corn, either way,
that's the name of the Superman actor.
Let alone
Superman.
Anybody.
Corn David Corn. You have to be Superman to have that name.
All right, but so this is a different branch. It's a different iteration of the Superman movie.
Yes. But is it? So it's not the story. Like so, because Colt's never seen this stuff. So we go today. Is he basically seeing? In the year 2025, what I saw in 1980, like Superman comes to Earth and like the Kryptonite and Lex Luger. I don't even know what I'm going
to
watch.
So considering
actually, now that I think about it.
Considering I haven't seen the movie or the trailer, I have no idea.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I would say this. I don't know about this one either. I don't know if it's the start of or a continuation. The Man of Steel one will be tough to beat. That was a tremendous movie.
All right.
BT,
good to know.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the... Either way, it's going to be great. Enjoy it. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Here's what concerns me about the Mets, Sal. We got 5 young players, and none of them are showing out. You got Mauricio, Vientos, Alvarez, Beatty, and Acuna. None of them have stepped up and look like really good ball players. Mauricio is very raw, so I can't tell. But the other guys, I just don't see it. And if we get no production out of all our young players, it's going to be a hard road to hoe this year and next.
Well, they're going to trim the fat a little bit, Mark, and thank you for the call, where it's not going to be all of those guys. I don't think you're going to see Beatty get much more of a runway, especially if the Mets add another bat. Now, who knows, with Winker being the being out at DH, maybe they give Beatty a little bit of run there. I've seen enough of Beatty myself. They gave him a fair opportunity. Defensively, he's not good enough to where he needs to be. Offensively, there it comes and goes. I think Vientos should get a ride out here, even from a DH perspective. And you'd want to shore up defensively at third base if you could, which is why I don't love the idea of Beatty or Vientos being there. Mauricio is probably their best defensive third baseman. He's probably their best all-around third baseman, but he's raw, so they have an issue. Forget Acuna. He's going to be a bench player for now. That's a useful bench player. But I don't – Alvarez, more important. I would say Alvarez, Vientos out of that bunch are the two more important guys.
Alvarez and Vientos. I would say bigger picture, I'm a Mauricio guy.
Right.
For this year, right. I probably agree with those two names.
You could put Mauricio in there. I'm just talking about –
I think he's a little bit too raw at this point.
I guess the point is – Acuna and Beatty, their development this year is going to be irrelevant to the Mets trying to win a World Series, because I don't think Beatty's going to be a factor, and I don't think Acuna's going to be an everyday player. He'll be a useful bench player.
Beatty might be a factor. He's got to play third base every day.
Yeah, but I don't think that he...
I'm saying if he has to...
I believe that they'll go with Mauricio. Now, this is just me. I believe they'd go more with Mauricio instead of Beatty and give Vientos more of an opportunity.
They might.
Alvarez is a big problem, though. He's done nothing, and he's expected to do a lot. So he's got to come back, and he's got to hit.
He's got to hit.
Can't be
hit. And he's got to defend better, too. That betrayed him as well.
All of
getting
the above.
Sloppy back there.
All of the above.
By the way, Sal,
yeah.
Good news, maybe. 82% on the tomato meter. That's not good.
What would Man of Steel get? Can you pull that up?
I can. Popcorn meter is 95%. Here's what I don't get. So obviously everybody knows Lois Lane. Crypto, his dog. Me neither. When Superman gets drawn into conflicts at home and abroad, his actions are questioned. Giving tech billionaire Lex Luthor the opportunity to get the Man of Steel out of the way for good. Will intrepid reporter Lois Lane and Superman's four-legged companion. I mean, he'll like the dog aspect as a 10-year-old kid, but that just seems a little corny to me.
Where do you find the ratings? Because I'm on IMDb.
I have the Rotten Tomatoes.
For Man of Steel, what did they
get? Man of Steel was 57%.
Wow.
And the popcorn meter was 75%. Now, right now... I think you gave this just now.
82 and 95?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, that's low for Man of Steel. I thought that was a tremendous movie. And if they're saying this one's better, okay.
All right, maybe we're in for a treat today, Sal.
I thought Man of Steel was great. Ted is in Hewlett. What's up, Ted?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Always great to listen to you. You're amongst the best on the radio.
Thanks, Ted.
So, first of all, just
did you say amongst?
Movies? Yeah.
I'm a slightness for here,
no,
man.
No, you are. Hey, listen, actually, you know what?
Just
I called
kidding.
In a long time ago. And I said, the two of you are the best because I love how you work together, having two instead of one, and how you feed off of each other, and you don't always agree with each other, and you talk it out, and you get both sides. Amazing.
We appreciate it.
You are the best.
You are amongst one of the better callers. Thank you, Ted. You fit right in here, buddy.
Okay. Good. So, listen, first of all, I loved it. I want to talk about the Yankees, but I loved it when you were talking about the movies. I used to see three movies a week. But I completely disagree with you about the trailer to the new Superman movie. It looks fantastic.
Really?
And then you talk about the ratings.
Dog?
Yes. I think it looks great.
All right. And
the ratings prove it. I haven't seen the movie yet, but the people that have agree. Yeah. So maybe you're missing something here.
Let's talk
Yankees for a second. So you were talking before about Cody Bellinger and how that play has been a defining moment, whether or not it was.
Yep.
I think psychology plays such a huge role in baseball, because winning teams win and losing teams lose, and they go on streaks. And I think a lot of that is because of psychology. And when you win a game in a dramatic fashion, it makes players feel better. It can make them more confident. I mean, what's the difference between Juan Soto at the beginning of the season and now? I think it's more psychological.
Oh, the weather. Maybe the weather.
Maybe. But so anyway, I thought that was a defining moment, and they've been winning a bunch of games since then. And then I also think last night, Volpe, I think he was the star of the game last night. I think he won the game, not Anthony. I mean, Judge, it was nice that he hit a pop-up, but we were lucky to score on that. 9 out of 10 times, the runner on third isn't scoring on that play. I hope Volpe gets the credit. I hope psychologically gives him a boost, because if it does, he's like a weak link, certainly up at bat.
Yeah, he can't,
I'd love to see him start hitting.
To me, though, Ted, and thanks for the call,
thanks,
I think people have given him credit for his speed and the slide. tough to say he's the star of the game last night, where he was placed on second base because of the new rule, the ghost runner. Like, you got to earn your way on the base before you start calling him a star player. The hope is, though, that maybe he does feel better about himself and starts to actually perform now here for the Yanks, because they're going to need him to a certain extent. That would really lengthen out that lineup and could be a game changer if he could ever get going.
God, that'd be nice. I mean, there was even a play up the middle last night. I think it was in the later. Was it in the extra? Whatever. It was late. And it was like a soft grounder up the middle. He pulled Rice off the bag. It wasn't even a good throw. Do you remember that play?
No, I don't.
Rice came off very, very nicely, you know, caught it and swiped.
I think I do remember that now, yeah.
And Anthony was kind of like right behind second base. It wasn't a long throw. Granted, he's a little bit off balance, but he also won a gold glove a couple of years ago. So I just think that he is a mental mess right now. And if the last caller about the psychological aspect is in play with, you know, hopefully it attaches some karma to Volpe, he can use it. I was genuinely happy for him last night, but now you got to start hitting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.